Hayato, you have the summing up of the different Malachas HaMishkan and Binyani HaMishkan, and those Inyanim, L'chura, they're basically the same as before. It shouldn't be very little in Shinuyim, some Shinuyim here and there. There's one Medrash, there's one Chazal over here that specifically it says over here, and it's strange, Aleph Y says it here, but it's strange also that of all the places, the way it matches up in Yanim, it says the three metals that were used in the Beis HaMikdash were Zav and Kesef and Nechashos. Basil was not used, Basil you were not allowed to use because Basil could have Hamashkos. So the four metals that are mentioned in the Torah any place are Zav, Kesef, Nechashos, and Basil, the Chalemis of Daniel, he mentions Zav, Kesef, Nechashos, and Basil. And Basil is a Koyach of Ashkosa, and Bemela it's not written. So you have the three others, Zav, Kesef, Nechashos, Lechura. There's a Seder of Cheshivas. Zav is very Choshev, it's worth more, it shines more, it's brighter. I know Kesef is a little less bright, and Nechashos less bright, and the things are very Choshev. Zav, the Zav, the Neira, and so on, things are a little bit less Choshev of Kesef, and things that were Kimat not Choshev on Nechashos. That seems to be the push to say that word. All the Inyanim of the Mishkan are in Mazim. Each Inyan has a certain Teichim. So besides just saying one is more Choshev, one is less Choshev, there's other Inyanim also. Dabacha. Chazal says, Zav ze Avram. Shenifchan mikivshon ha'ish kezav. Zav is saying Avram, that he was mitzuruf, that he was nifchan and kivshon ha'ish like Zav. Two. Vekesef ze Yitzchak shenitzraf ki kesef agav mizbeach. Yitzchak was nitzraf like kesef on the mizbeach. Pretty much similar Inyan, both talking about the Akedah, both a certain oifin of a pyra, of a bedikah and so on. Und nechoshes ze Yaakov, shenema nichasti by vachin Hashem miglol lecha. Nechoshes keneges midis Yaakov, because it says nichasti by vachin Hashem miglol lecha. First of all, is it a mila? What exactly happened over there? It's Keneged Yaakov, that it says Nichashti. The part, the words of it mean as follows. Lavan said Nichashti means I've decided, I'll be my simonim and kishuv, that it's Vayivarchein Hashem Miglolcha. So therefore, what does that have to do with Yaakov? There's a Keilu Zeluma said that maybe he was not affected by Lavan, but really needs a Hezbah. Secondly, it needs, however we'll understand what Nechoshes is on Yaakov, but it needs to be understood somewhere in the context of the other two others. In other words, they work, they're not three milas just tossed in. There's a certain Seder Dvarim that the Metzias of the others work together. It works like a triangle, so to speak, and they come together in a certain way. What's it together that comes together over here? Avraham Avinu was Oyim Ben Yisoyim. Yitzhak Avinu was Oyim Ben Yisoyim. And the Chayshu say, Yaakov, Shneem Nechashu, Yachem Shem Megulecha. What's the... It doesn't mesh in any way. Also, the word Nechosh, the word Nichosh, Nechoshes, Nechosh, they all are the same word. And starting with the three or four different meanings, you have a nachash, which is the nachash kadmoini. And it does say in the Sfarim say that the Rav Nichush comes to, the Zohar says that the people that are mekal, the people that are oisik and kishuv, draw the koyach hatumah from the choshes, from the nachash. But what exactly is that inyan? It's a koyach hatumah that comes from kilo nachash b'Yaakov, nichush v'lohelach k'pam pam likas ha'nechoshim. All those nechoshim have the mocker from the tomb of the nachash. Fine. So the nachash and nichush v'lohelach kishuv, the zaraz mekashikos. Nechash ha'nechoshis, the pasuk's mekashik. That a nachash comes from, that the nechoshis has a kesher with nachash, the pasuk says that It's you made a nechash and a nechoshes because loshen loy for loshen. Because if two things have the same loshen, then their inyan is common. So nechash goes with nechoshes. There's another usage of the word nechash that is comes to the same church, which means it's a lashon of azus. It's a lashon of it says that metzach nechoshes, metzach nechusa, a metzach of nechoshes is chutzpah. It's azus ponim. If somebody's brazen faced, is the word is nachush, means today in modern Hebrew determined, which is the same. It's somebody that has a very stark das and does not, you know, and couldn't care less than anybody else thought. That's the mid of nechoshes. That needs some hezbo where that comes in. So nechosh in the sense of somebody who is brazen faced, meaning he couldn't care less. But in all things, Azus Ponim, it says Chazal said that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes is Mechaper on Azus because that's Meitzach Nechoshes, Meitzach Nechusha, and this is Nechoshes. So Chazal understood that the Nechoshes of the material and the Nechoshes of a Metzach Hishazoyna, of somebody who is brazen-faced and not embarrassed and couldn't care less, is the same inyan. So we have a few inyanim revolving around the word Nechosh, Nechoshes, and nochush, and yet it's hard. I mean, they're all. It's hard to find a point that's the mitzvahs and mechayshes. So we'll try to understand the zohar of the kasher mechayshes. I'll try to understand a little bit more about the midah of nichush and mechayshes and so on. And it's mokum in the mishkan lechura. The pasuk should be telling us zov kesef nechoshes. Why you use different things for different inyanim? We just get a sense that one is more chashuv than the other mekalim. But in the pesukim in the inyanim it brings, it doesn't. Each one seems to have his own inyan. So try to understand what the inyan of the nechoshes is specifically in the mishkan. What was it used for? The ma'aser of the nechoshes was used for the mizbeach nechoshes. That was one big inyan. The second inyan it was used for was mizbeach nechoshes were all the kelim of the mizbeach. It was used for the kiyah. It was also used for the yesedus hamishkan. It was used for they had these spikes that sort of kept the mishkan in place, and that was what it was used for. It was used for some adonim as well, which is the foundation for the sticks of the mishkan for the kashim, and it was used for the yesedus. Those are the inyanim was used for. So let's try a little bit to understand the inyanim. In the Kadmoinim that give us the Chalukah of the Avos according to different Midas, there are two different Chalukahs of the Avos in terms of Midas, parallel to each other. Known is that Avram is Chesed, known that Yitzchak is Gvura, Midas that everybody is kind of familiar with, and Yaakov is a midah that's somewhere in the middle. He's the one that's ma'achad, the two midas, which is not clear to us what that midah is exactly, but it's a midah that brings those two midas together. And the Zohar says that Kesef and Zohar together, Nechoshes is kind of a combination of Kesef and Zohar, mitzad the mara, mitzad the appearance, and so on. But another way in which the Nyanim are seen together is connected to the pasuk that says by Bezalel, Vamala is a Chochma and Tvuna and Das. Chochma is a type of an Inyan that a person comes up with an idea, and that's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the one, the Yeshma Ayin of knowing, of coming to Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one told him, he didn't see it any place. He didn't find any place. It was all from himself. It was the beginning. It was the seirish of all emunah and das. That's Avraham Avinu's midah, and that's keneged. That's keneged zoh. There's the kesef is a midah of Yitzchak, and that there's another type of there is second of the zoh kesef of Avraham, but the midah of Yitzchak in the sense that he's tvuna. It means to develop that which you had before. And Yaakov Avinu is connected das, which is also not a readily definable midah for us. Chokhman, Bina, Rashi defines. Chokhman is what you learn from your Rav. Bina is made from Dover and Pech Dover. And that was exactly Avraham Yitzchak. Avraham thought of things, He came up with the idea, and Yitzchak developed it. Yaakov Avinu, Rashi says that in PC saw that Das is Ruach HaKodesh. But for Aaron Yonim, Das is another midah that comes after these two midahs, and we have to try to understand what that midah is. What is that midah of Das that Yaakov Avinu was connected to that midah, and where is its place after Avraham Yitzchak? The nekuda is like this. When we look, when we zero in on the chachma and the bina of a person, on his seichel, on his havana, so we're looking not only at the thought process of a person. The shaila is, if you take a bigger look, we take a step back, and we ask ourselves, this person understands. He understands. He knows. He's figured it out. How much is that knowledge the person? How much is that knowledge firm by him? Sometimes you meet a person and there's somebody who's a tremendous ilui. In fact, in the media shiva, somebody who's a tremendous, but he can tell you literally kantainim latayim, kantainim latamim. Off the bat, without thinking twice, he could give you kantainim lahatin, kantainim lesa. And you get a feeling that none of it is real. Just like his mind is extremely, extremely quick, and he can keep coming up with the parents. This way, this way, this way, that way, sorry, this way, that way. There's no sense of it becoming a metzias. All of the chachma and the tvuna of a person are only a stage in it becoming das. Did it become a yediyah mutsekes? Das is explained as a tkifus. The Baltan explains it as the chazak of his yediyah. It means that which was theory until now. How much is it mitzias? That's really the nekud of das. So we're looking a step above seichel. Instead of zeroing in on the thinking process as such, the shaila is now take all thinking together, all havana together. What do you have there? Is it what type of das is it? A child could be a genius, but he's not a badass. I mean, he knows that you're not allowed to do this or that, but he does it anyway because the idea floats in his head. There's no chazik. It doesn't have the tekifas of a metzias there. It's a thought. It's a thought. It's a svara. He could say it. He can repeat it. He knows not how to play here. It's dangerous. He has 101 reasons. He's smarter than an adult explaining why not. He's still going to do it because the das doesn't have the firmness of becoming a metzias. So you have a midah of chachma and bina that are purely seichelik and mehalchim. They're mehalchim in how a person understands. They're mehalchim in getting the thing right, sechlistic. So chachma takes in information, comes up with things, and bina criticizes it and kind of weeds out the good and the bad and ramifies it. All that full process of intellectual development. But das is the measure of how much that inyan is the etzem you. That's really the atmosphere. So you have Yaakov Avinu is really third darga, but it's much more encompassing. Avram and Yitzchak are the dargas that brought Elikus to the world. Avram's mila is that he brought it. He came up with the Havana, where nobody else thought of Hashem Echad, that there's one Kol Yochel, that's the entire Metzias of the Bria. That Avram Avinu came up with, the Yesh Ma'ayin Shabbat. Yitzchak Avinu developed it and into all its mahalchim. Yaakov Avinu's Aveda was to make it into Metzias. That Yisrael Afakish Achot Yisrael, because it's immutable, it just doesn't go anyplace. That is when we're looking at it in terms of Seichel, Chachma, and Tvuna and Das. If we look at it in terms of Ava in Europe, which is Avraham and Yitzchak's Midah, then there is another connection in it also. And let me explain it, because it's the same like before, but a little bit of a deeper insight on a person. The Maral speaks about it a lot. about mispoel and poel. Chomer, things in the world that are material are by nature mispoel. They are affected. They don't have their own mitzias. A rock doesn't have its own mitzias. Carve out a face, a building, a brick out of it, and it takes on that mitzias. So the teva of things that are purely chomer is that they are mispoel. They are affected by things. They don't have a rock has no teichin of its own. It's strong and it's very difficult to shape, but it doesn't have any of its own mitzias. So you can shape it and work it and it becomes whatever tzurim part of it. Something that is not physical. For instance, let's take something other thing. A math formula is not affected by what people think and what's involved. It's its own emes, and adrabe, it dictates for you what the mitzvah is going to be. You can't. It has its own mitzvahs, and it's not affected by anybody. It stays the same no matter what, because the things that are chaymer get pushed around. Those things in the world that are considered chaymer, they can be acted upon and a tzur imposed on it. So all the physical things in the world that manifest the phenomena described by the formula are affected by the formula. The law of gravity affects all chafetzim in the world. The chafetzim don't affect the law. That is the moral, the way he sketches out, and he uses this yisoid a lot of times in Mitzrayim, in Firestorm, in Chamoyer, a lot of places where he uses this yisoid, that chomer by nature is to be acted upon, and tzura is an active element which acts. That's the mitzvah of chomer and tzura. The midah of av and yira are midahs of how a person is affected by something else. A person looks at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's overwhelmed by his majesty, and the person is nisyare. The person is overwhelmed by the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one way how a person is mispoiled from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second way a person is spoiled from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Schoir Av Nimitzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias is the same grandeur that overwhelms a person, draws a person close. Mashcheni HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nerutza, the person wants, the person is mishtoikik to it. So that's the second way how a person is affected. So Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is affected in two ways. He is the Chaimah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tzura, and the person is affected by two ways. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's drawn by Hadar Goinoi, and the person is overwhelmed by it. But the same awesomeness HaKadosh Baruch Hu draws him closer and overwhelms him and makes him stand back and fight. So those two midas are midas in which a person is the mispoil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the poel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tzura, and we're a chayma. That is the Amaraya Secha. We're a chayma that's shaped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzura. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Adam to be B'Tzelem Elokim. That means that those in Yanim with which a person was mispoel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person himself has to become a poel. For instance, a person who's a Talmud of a Rav that is overwhelmed by the Rav's Torah, and it's gevaldik, so that makes him a Talmud. But if when he says it over, he doesn't have the tkifus hadas of someone who knows it himself, understands it himself, and holds it himself, then the person can never be mashpia, because he's chomer, he's not tzura. Tzura requires that you be immutable, that this is pashut, it's pshat. This is the way pshat is. And it's muha like that, and it's bar like that, and it's clear like that. That's what it says over here. So klapi, when the person turns round from being a mispoel HaKadosh Baruch Hu to being a pole in the Bria, and putting his stamp on the Bria, which is what Tachas Adam is, that's where you need to get the middle of a meter that's between Av and Yirah. It's the meter that adjusts Av and Yirah to fit the person's metzias so that it becomes his metzias. That middle meter is sort of a meter between Av and Yirah that allows the person to take the inyanim in the way that is natural to him and that can become his das klapi the word of Av. So in Tzinu Lameidim, there are three basic midas in the others klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two of the midas are midas where a person is affected, where a person in one way or another, and the third midah is the midah of firmness, where the thing becomes a metzias yitzuka in the person. Those are those elements. The others were Avraham and Yitzchak. One was Avraham, one was Yirah. One was Chochma, one was Tuna. Fine. That's the way in which they were affected by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The final point is how that Mahalach itself becomes a metzias of a tzura, and it's mashpia on the world. That's Yaakov's midah, whether we're talking about das, which is a firm understanding that which my mind thought about is not just an idea, but that's reality to me. That's emes lamitay, and you have a midah between ava and gvura, which is a midah of taking these things in a way that I have them. If I meet an Adam Gadol who has a tremendous shefa of inyanim that I'm both mishtaker to learn and both misyari from, the final decision of how to take and what to take reflects my metzias. And when I have that metzias, if I get it in that proportion, then I have my metzias and the firmness of my metzias, and that's where I can be mashpia. Those are the inyanim of Avram Ziyad. All these inyanim have parallels in every phase of the world. In the Kaifei Lechas, in the Sfarim that deal with it, Ramchal in one place has sketched out everything in the world, which day of the week is Kapi, which Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Chaymer, which material, and so on. Each one sketched out which one of the Avos, and so on. Nechoshes is connected that middle Midah. Like the Zohar says, the Zohar's Lashon Nechoshes is a mixture of Zohar and Kesef, in its appearance, obviously, and it means that mitzad its Midas, it's that midpoint between the Midas, which expresses the Das in a person, or whatever. It says, Lamarshal, Noshim Daiton Kalis. It doesn't mean that they're stupid. It doesn't mean that they have less of an IQ. Noshim Daiton Kalis means in the firmness of conviction, there is a Kalis. In the firmness of being able to hold on to something and not be affected by other people's words or havanas, that's where an isha's daita kala. That's the word daita kala over there. And that's what the word daita kala means. His das is light. It's not something that has a very strong inertia and you can't move it. But forget, it's a kalus is a real chisaron in das. And that's the chisaron of Chazal for that when it's in Noshnaide Kalus. So you have in the Mishkan, you have those in Yanim. You have the inyanim of Kesef and Zohar, which are chitzayinistic inyanim. The inyanim of Nechoshes. The inyanim of Nechoshes have two or three uses. Wherever you need an interaction with the Metzias outside, it's not just the pshat that Nechoshes is inferior. It's wherever you have the Mokrei Maga, the point of contact between the metzias of the Mishkan and the outside world, that's where you have nechoshes. You have it in mizbeach nechoshes, that's the first stop where you take an animal and the basar and the oyer and the chaylev is nikra, whereas the dam, which is already a processed part of the animal, so to speak, that can go further. But lemaisa, the ikra krov of the animal is done on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. The Kiyor, which is not though it clears a person from the outside. You should have to come to the inside, but it shouldn't be nidbak any tumah from the outside. That's a kier. And the yesedas of nechayshes are the spikes that keep the mishkan attached to the outside around it. They keep the mishkan firm in place. And the adonim, some of the adonim made kesser, but mostly the adonim around were made out of nechayshes. In other words, the elements that are needed to give the mishkan the firmness that it has, that is the nechayshes. So nechayshes is, and Chazal, when they speak of nechayshes, they speak of tkifus. Nechayshes is stronger than kesef and zav. And even Prophet Barazel, the Maral says in one place, and maybe we'll say in a second, where nechayshes and Barazel, he says Barazel is more destructive. Nechayshes stands up firmer. I don't know exactly what it says. I don't know exactly what it refers to. But at any rate, Barazel is stronger in the fact that it's a mashkis or mafrid, he says. He says it, the Maral says it by Titus. It says that Titus had a little bird, a yitus ate up his mind, his brain. So it says it had ki nechayshes and tziporna Barazel. So Maral explains that Barazel, the tziponayim of a bird, rip up things. It's a prayer of Harris and Khurban. That Barazel is the ultimate Harris and Khurban, whereas the P, which means Chayzek, is Nechayshes, which maybe we'll explain. So you have that. The word Nechayshes also, Rashi says in a few places, when you speak about the bottom of Nechushtoi, Yishofet, Nechushtoi is the bottom of a pot, is called Nechayshes, Rashi says, in a lot of places. In other words, the place where the pot comes into contact with the fire, Nechayshes is that which does not allow it to become affected by it. Nechayshes is the makom of maga with the things around it. So Yitzhak made it that Nechayshes is the element that is, that's the chizik of something, and it's where the thing stands up against everything else and is not affected by it. So if we're to understand it in terms of teichin, that means that Nechayshes is the tkifus of the chayfetz. It's where the chayfetz is, where its das is actually. Let's explain another inyan of this with the Tzad of Rashi, but we'll understand the Tzad of Taif. Nechayshes, there's a pasuk. You're not allowed to be menachshu. Leisenachshu. Leisoinu, leisenachshu, leisenachshu. Nechush is one of the forms of kishur. And like we said before, it obviously comes from the word nechush, but what's the inyan of nechush? What type of kishur? So Chazal say that it's a Tesefta, Ezu Menachesh, if somebody sees something and he says, you know, it's not such a good sign. Kishuf is where a person goes and he does things. He brews up some sort of brew and he does a pa'ula to bring a nevuah from an area of Tumah. Nachash is not like that. Nachash is where the person says, you know, I just saw a fax. It means somebody's going to outsmart me. Today, I shouldn't do any business. A piece of bread fell from my mouth. It's not a good sign. It shows that I'm going to lose my parnasa or whatever it is. So nichush is types of inyanim that serve as a simon to a person when he's, you know, when it's good luck, when it's bad luck. The Ramban explains it, that there are inyanim that are nigzal amayla. They begin to have some telltale simonim lamata, and therefore those telltale simonim are the nachash, the nichush. So if I see a bird chirping, if I see a fox running, all those inyanim are inyanim that they carry themselves some sort of teichin from lamala, and they come across lamata. The Drashas Aram speaks about it. The Gemara says that there were certain people that used nichush. For instance, Eliezer said, I'm going to make a sign. Whoever comes out first and says, whoever comes and says, you know, Atias Kadeh, and so on and so forth, she's going to be Bashem. Shol, different places where, so Chazal pointed out, these two nichush are good. So the Ranias, the Joshua Ranias, like, what's the, like, why it is nachash good? If you're not allowed to do these two money, then why is nichush okay over there? So the Ran says he is saved mizinyan, and then the Rambam says it in his way. The Ran says, nichush is only usur when seichel did not say that. When seichel says it, nichush is not usur. So by Eliezer, the Ran explains, Eliezer said to himself, my Adam is the chesed of the world. He's looking for a daughter-in-law. Obviously, the type of girl is going to be someone who's a Baal's chesed. And therefore, this type of chesed, if I see a girl that acts like that, that is appropriate to be my daughter-in-law. So any time where the nichush is being only coming to be mechazik the seichel, or it's coming to complement it, or it's in line with the seichel, that's not an isur nichush. The Rambam says it. The Rambam says in his way that anything that proves itself over time, if you try, if three times that piece of bread fell out of your hand, something bad happened, then it's proven and that's that. So the Rambam says that anything, also the Rambam says in his way, anything that's become proven is not nichush. It's almost ki'ilu, the hefek of nichush. The word nichush, the targum taitches in two places, both of them l'shain is where a person is mistopping it. One place he says by Yaakov, nichashti, the targum taitches misisi. In other words, I think so. And in by Yosef, he says I'm boidik. Nochashti nachash means I use this cup to try to be boidik. Who's doing what? In other words, nachash itself means something which is not a firm idea by a person. The person doesn't know it, a person doesn't understand it, and therefore he kind of relies all sorts of guessworks. So you have here a very interesting split. The isur of nichush is those in yonim that a person is typhus as a suffix, and there is no input of seichel. So now he's relying on other things. He's relying on all sorts of simanim. Those simanim are a telltale end. They're a tail end of koyches atuma and so on. And they're also the Sharanim adds. He says there's nothing wrong with a guy being menachish because there's some truth to it. There is some truth to it that the final end of the process of a divine achraza ends up with some sort of sinner. So for goyim to use it, loykeina amim that are in Eretz Knan, they're okay with nichush. Klal Yisrael is different because they have a Torah, because they have a das. The nichush is something that's wrong. It's either or. For the person wandering in darkness, nichush is right. For the person that has a clarity of thought, then nichush is wrong. It's the same way people a lot of times, it's a dover that's pushed in lemaisa, it's like that. People do kind of, sometimes you hear maises where a person he felt that he had a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he felt there was ashkafa here, there was something special. And sometimes you say you have to do what's right. The Teretz is, when a person's seichel is determined what's right, I'll be din, I'll be aloch, I'll be dastera. So all the simanim in the world should not be able to budge. When a person comes to a place where seichel, you can't make a determination, there is no seichel around. So then, I don't know, I felt this after Shmaya, so I kept going with it. That's really the hachana in those two inyanim. Those inyanim that there's a makam for das, the nichush is aser. Those inyanim that there is no makam das, or the das is no makam aser, the nichush is a valid way to do it. The metzias of the inyanim that a person works out in Torah, the broader inyanim, those inyanim that a person works out with, say, for what he should do, the goal is definitely to do them. But there's a much deeper goal than that, that those things become pasher to a person, that's the emes. the mitzias of Kolzman Teira is still in Seichel. Then it's vague. Everything that's in Seichel, that's under review, is not a Das Mitzekes. And as long as it's still in a darga of Das Beit and Talos, as long as a darga that there's no Das yet, the person not a Bar Das, then whatever he has, he doesn't really have. It comes tomorrow, it's gone. Because it wasn't anchored in anything. There wasn't that Kifus Hadas where the person, where they come and it sees to the person. So we may look. One person convinces this way, one person convinces this way. One thing convinces that way, one thing stuck the other way. That is, so that person is lacking the foundation of it. The meat of Avraham and Yitzhak did not bring about a permanent Faisal because it was lacking the meat of permanence. The meat of permanence is Kifas Adas, is the meat of Das. And unless a person unless a person takes the Yonim, until the Gemara says, Imri l'chachma choysiyav, im bor l'cha dova t'choysiyav surah emor, im lav lav. The metzias of emes is when something is a dova kasha to you. And just like no one in the world will convince you it's night now, it's just not going to happen. So someone to convince you that something else is wrong, is something else is right, not fair, is also not possible. I want to add one nekuda of stigus maybe. There is sometimes when a person substitutes for tkifas adas, akshanis. There's an akshanis where a person, A, doesn't like to be moidal emes, B, he knows that he's supposed to be very firm in his das, so to be firm in his das means that he's going to stand strong and not let anybody get past first base. That tkifus is not tkifus adas, that's tkifus of the muscles. If a person were to come now and convince you it's night, you wouldn't argue vehemently with him, you wouldn't get upset, you wouldn't get insulted, you would just try to find how to get rid of this guy. It's not a masa matan. It's just this guy is never chasadeh. I just have to find some way to get him off my back. The reaction of a person when he feels threatened because he's got a real doubt, a real issue, and he has to defend it. It's not a tekifa. The person begins to become violent. The person begins to yell and to scream and to shout and that's a response of a person who's insecure but knows that he ought to be secure. And his security he gets by lashing out at the other person. The person who's a real bar das means that he's thought about it, asked himself the questions, thought about it again, asked himself again, worked it over. The more a person is mashar, is mashar something, the more a person brings in, then it becomes pasha to him. And if somebody will come and tell him otherwise, it's simply just, I mean, what's the other person saying? The imri l'chachma choysiyah, in bor l'chad dover choysiyah surah, is the dagger when chachma becomes das. And that's why the whole binyan of the Mishkan is, the chitzonius of the Mishkan was zohar. And that's the presentation of it, the yoifi and everything. But all of it is worthless if it's not standing on the chayshus. The foundation of it, what keeps the Mishkan from blowing away, are the yesedis that are made of nechayshus, the dadonim that are made of nechayshus. What grounds something into reality is the tkifas adas. Nechayshus, in the sense of chutzpah, of metzach, is means that the person, mechutzif is somebody who's very, very clear about what he thinks. I'll stand the makam doylem. Adaber is seven neged melachim blei evish. Alsichon kefen neged melachim blei evish. I don't stand. I'm right. Who is there? I mean, these people are blind, so they think it's night outside. It's day outside. The metzias of all that have metzias. If not, that it's like it says in Shashim. Im choyma he nivna aleh tiras kasef. If somebody has a firmness of a wall, so you build on it. A builder takes a look at a piece of ground. If it's tough ground, if it's stone, so you put up a building on it. If it's marsh and the thing and whatever you put on it kind of You know, you put a brick on it, the brick sinks in. It accepts everything. You don't build on that. The Imchayim Rima Transgressive means that if the person's in Yonim are with a Shtarkeit, so there's what to build on it. And if not. The foundation part of the Mishkan was the Chayshus. If the person, and that's why the Midik, like the Midik of Lavan, Lavan says Kinechashti, because the Tumor of Lavan was that he was looking for, he was called Kulei Mushpa. He wasn't, the Aramai, it says Lavan, Arami was a Ramai, this is the Atozelos, it's Ramai. The punishment of a Ramai is that he himself is never sure what he says. If he himself knows that he can lie and brush off the emes and say whatever he feels like saying, so he himself doesn't believe himself. He can't have a tekifas adas because he says kulei nichus. It's like a kid who never understood what he was learning, and he always takes tests by sort of looking for clues. You know, if two answers.